Blog Talk Radio. You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
Yes, morning, everyone, and you are tuned into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I am Kel Marvez, your host, and I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Join us every morning from 6:30 a.m. to 8 o'clock a.m. Again, thank you for joining us.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
one of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart.
on the sale CD. Everybody's tripping on the track, cause it's all groundbreaking, and we're taking church back to the street. Stars on the devil, take you to another level, till the dust start flying and the past church back. You tell it lies, but I know the truth. We all to the Grammy back.
You ain't got nothing on me. You ain't got nothing on me. said I wouldn't be here today. They said I never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day.
People of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Somebody say it tonight. Yeah.
It is 25 minutes after the hour, and it is time for our news segment. In our news segment, a father of teen who killed himself to walk across America. Joe Bell, the father of a 15-year-old who took his life after enduring anti-gay bullying, will walk across America to teach America. Teach America about the walk across America to teach and inspire others. Also on our news, LSU running back coach offer up a double dose of homophobia. The Human Rights Campaign has blasted Louisiana State University running back Alfred Blue and head coach Les Miles for making offensive remarks about gay players. Football is supposed to be this violent sport, this aggressive sport that grown men are supposed to play, Blue said, according to the HRC. Ain't no little boys out here between the lines. So if you are gay, we look at you as a sissy. You know, like how it's going to say. Okay, we're gonna go back to our music, and the next song coming up is from Shirley Caesar, and it's entitled no charge.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over. This is what she wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cough through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the night filled with gray and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your coming, no charge. Son, when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the word, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no
door. mouth and speak. Oh, 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 oh. Speak life.
Speak
life. Oh, 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 oh.
Now the concept of speaking life is not about wishful thinking or mere hopeful expectation. It is, in fact, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it and perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's standing on the undeniable, unshakable truth that nothing is over until God says it's over. I know you tried and failed, but speak life and try again. You ran and fell, but speak life and run again. Somebody fell in love and it didn't last, but speak life and love again. Somebody said your hope was all gone and your load is so heavy and you just can't bear it and you just can't keep it. And they said that you would die, but learn to speak life and live again. Because nothing is over until God says it's over. I don't care what it looks like. It might be in a coma. It might be on life support. Might be in a state of suspended animation. But if God has not declared a thing over, it is not over.
Get in the rain, oh, run to
to deal with this, but this word. By faith, receive.
To hear them say. come just for a moment, ma'am, and I just know.